This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When prosecutors make a deadly mistake, will the law hold them accountable? Daniel Tavares was released from a Massachusetts prison after having served 16 years for killing his mother. During his time behind bars, Tavares joined a white supremacist gang, assaulted and threatened staff and inmates, and even made threats against then-Governor Mitt Romney. Just before his release, prosecutors charged him with assaulting a prison staff member, but a judge released him on his own recognizance, and he fled to Washington State after having married a woman he met on a prison website. A few months later, they broke into a home to collect a $50 loan from a husband and wife, and Tavares ended up shooting and killing them both. Family members sued the Massachusetts prosecutors who had tracked Tavares down before the murders, but used the wrong extradition form in a failed attempt to return him to Massachusetts. But an appeals court stated that decisions relating to prosecution or extradition are entitled to absolute immunity. So wrong place, wrong time, no rights. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.